Good evening.
Good afternoon. Good morning, likely.
Oh.
You'd listen to podcasts first thing in the morning,
yeah,
surely?
Yeah, I would, actually.
On the way to work.
Guys.
Do you know what? Do you know what? Feels like it's been forever since we just did a normal episode.
I know.
Catch up.
You've got the tea?
I've literally got tea because you've told me there's tea.
I'm ready to spill the tea.
I just want to start there. So roll the intro.
Ladies and gentlemen, please be upstanding and welcome
the Unfiltered Bride Podcast. Tips from the top table and beyond.
So you know it's going to be juicy.
What's been happening?
No. I want the tea that you've promised me.
No.
No, I want it while I've still got tea.
We don't dive into hot tea, you know. We let
Why?
It cool down because we need to ease
but
into
my tea
it.
Will literally cool down. No,
what have you been doing? What have you been up to? You haven't told me anything for the last month.
I might have to get my calendar back out.
Yeah, we've been
no idea.
Swanning around doing stuff.
Can I just say, I'm really tired.
Oh.
In a good.
Well, you better liven up, love.
No, I will. I was expecting the tea chat first.
No.
Can we start there, please? I just need you to talk first.
Okay.
I'll build in. And by the way, I'm tired as in happy, busy, wonderful life tired, not
tired. No one do podcasts.
Grow up. Sorry.
So, we had an incident over the weekend.
Are we actually going to the tea?
Yeah, we are.
Cool.
You wanted it. I'm going to give it you. No. That was not me. That was Georgie.
The problem is tea tastes like coffee.
Why?
I don't know. Brian said he didn't stir it with the same spoon that he stirred the coffee with.
Yeah.
But it tastes like coffee.
Okay. Cool story, bro.
Don't you hate that? That's one of my pet hates.
I don't drink tea or coffee, so I wouldn't know.
Oh, sorry. So cool.
So, we had a little bit of an incident this weekend.
Who's we? Etika or you?
Etika.
Okay, fine.
Obviously, Etika.
I didn't know,
I'm not going to mention any names.
I will.
But whoever listens to this will know it's about them. And I'm not here to throw shade. Well, I am slightly. However, we move. And because I have a podcast, I'm going to share it all. Just so you know. I was actually speaking to someone the other day and they were like, do you know what? I'd love to do what you do. I was like, I promise you, I get battered.
I would like to do a whole episode about this though. I would like to do a whole episode about our actual lives.
And then what we portray.
And then what is put out.
Because I get battered every day with something. When I say every day, I mean every day. And I think one of my team members the other day actually said to me, Core, you go through a lot, don't you? And I'm like, I wouldn't wish this upon anyone. I love what I do.
I always describe it as the highs. When you're self-employed and you do all this stuff, the highs are the biggest. Most people won't get that feeling of that moment of Natasha Bedingfield on the stage with all those people at a tour. That is the highest of highs. But fuck me, the lows are the lowest of lows.
Yeah. So this wasn't too bad, but it was just, I just want to kind of address it in a way to kind of, you get what you pay for.
Go on.
Essentially. And when you're booking professionals, it's really, really important to do your background checks to see what they are. When they say we and team, who is we and team?
Ooh.
Or is it a one-man band, two-person band?
Yeah.
Do they have premises? Do they have warehouses? Do they have, what's going on there? Let's be sensible with it.
Because also, if you don't have the money to spend on team and things like that, no problem. But let's have realistic expectations of then what one person can do. Because I quite often have this with couples that when, if I'm coordinating, they're like, how much can you do on the day? And I'm like, I am one person. I will do whatever, but I can't be in two places at once.
Yeah.
So we'll be realistic on what's happening. So I carry on. I like this of know what you're buying.
So long story short, we got an email Thursday night saying, hi Beth, just wondered, do you have any of these charge plates? I was like, yeah, sure.
Another event company.
And I was like, yeah, no worries. When do you need them for? And then I got another inquiry from the sister, I think. So I think they're two sisters that run the business or whatever. Right. And they needed them for Friday or the Saturday. So they needed them for the next day, essentially.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, no worries. Let me know how many. I've got a warehouse full of stuff. I've got a team in.
Yeah.
No worries, we'll prep it, sort it for you. Didn't hear back from order. Sent them a quote and then they said, is there anything you can do on a price? I was like, unfortunately, no, it's a rush order.
Is what it is.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
We're going to be pushed to do it, but we'll do it for you. We'll help you out. Just like most people in this industry, I think as an industry, we're really good of not wanting to see people fall.
Yeah,
because
100%.
We all care about that day, even if it's not my bride
or groom. It's not the couple's
fault. Yeah, I will help anybody essentially. And if I can, not a problem. Didn't hear from order. And then at 4:30, I got a text saying, hi Beth, I'm just leaving Manchester now, so I'll come and collect the plates. I was like, whoa, you haven't got back to me all day. Like, I'm sorry, our office shuts at 5. Like,
and you hadn't prepped the stuff.
No, hadn't heard back from, no contract signed, no payment made. Done. So I was like, okay, like, I was like, I'm really sorry, but we haven't heard from you all day. Plates aren't ready. Our office is shut at 5. I can't. She was like, is there not an out of office somewhere? Because again, I think they're expecting me to be working from home or, you know, smaller than what we are. And I was like, look, sorry. I'm not keeping someone here till 8 o'clock at night. It just doesn't work like that. And we're leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow.
Yeah.
And she was like, okay, can I come at 6 a.m. tomorrow? I was like, fine. I was like,
when are you prepping the stuff though?
So at 4:30.
Fine, okay.
We got the kit ready for them. I was like, no worries. I spoke to the team. They're like, yep, no worries. We've got a bit of time this afternoon. Mm-hmm. We'll just get it done, prep for them, ready, in the bay to go. And she's like, oh, I'll come in when you're loading vans. I was like, no, our van's loaded. We're leaving at 6. If you're not here by 6, we're going. Like, we have our own wedding to go to.
Yeah.
So I was like, yep, no worries, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I will need contract and payment signed tonight before we release the products. We never, never ever do anything without contract being signed or payment.
Fair.
Again, didn't hear back from them. Heard back from them like midnight. No worries, we'll be there.
Fine.
Contracts and payment weren't signed still.
Oh.
So at 4:30 when I woke up in the morning to be here, to leave for a wedding, I was like, hey, are you still coming today? I haven't had contracts or payment. Yep, we'll be there. Blah, blah, I'm on route. No problem. Got here at like 10 minutes before. I was like, contracts, payment still not signed. She's like, I can't sign the contract. I was like,
why?
She's like, it's not letting me. Because ours is like a digital contract. Yeah. I was like, it's because your sister put the inquiry in and you're trying to sign on your sister's name. So you can't, basically, if the contract says Beth,
Georgie,
you can't sign as Georgie, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, look, I've overridden it for you. Know who you are. Not a problem.
Yeah.
Can you make payment? And then the girls were here. They gave them the plates. And I was like, look, I just messaged and said, look, I know you've taken the plates. Please can get payment within 24 hours. Like, we shouldn't have released the goods.
Yeah.
I would expect payment to be made from a company that I've worked with before.
I would have dropped off all the stuff because it's obviously a stressful day and then immediately all done it on
route. Or just text me.
Or done it beforehand, but you know.
Or text me saying,
Yeah,
thank you so much. So I sent that message. I sent that message at, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
I sent the message at 6:03. We haven't received payment. Please, could you sort this for next hour? We shouldn't have released the items.
Yeah.
Didn't hear back from her. And then I text her at 8 a.m. saying, can you please confirm what time you'll be returning tomorrow? My team are in from 12:45 to 1:30. We had a really short window because we were coming back from a wedding.
Yeah.
Had a few bits to do. Weren't going to stay open.
Obviously. This would have been a Sunday, yeah?
Didn't hear back from them.
Okay.
Until 6 p.m. I've been offline since returning to this morning. So just catching up on everyone's messages. I've left the plates at the studio for my team as I'm out of town till Monday. The event is for a wedding for tomorrow, but I've received a message from the bride that her original supplier has managed to reply to her and confirm their attendance tomorrow. Can I get someone to drop these first things to you? Thanks for helping us so much. It was most appreciated.
Sorry, hold on. Wait. So she doesn't need the plates?
Doesn't need the plates. Not going to pay for them.
Fuck off.
Yeah. Fine.
And fine.
But we move. Next part. I was like, the office is open at 12:45 to 1:30 tomorrow to confirm that their comeback wrapped and unused.
Yes,
we wrap our plates.
Yeah. So then all your effort of getting them ready isn't wasted because they're ready for the next event. Okay, fine. I understand. Fine.
Didn't hear back from them. So then Sunday, it'll be X dropping them as she will message when she's on her way. They're unused, but the girl said they hadn't been polished or wrapped when they handed them over, so have been left as they were. So I packed them with the team. I knew three stacks of plates were wrapped and the other three weren't because again we didn't have time so I was like cool, okay, fine. And then I was like, what time can I have a number? As mentioned, we have a very short window today. Again, this is at 9 o'clock in the morning. Didn't get a reply till 1 p.m
and the window is closing.
She'll be leaving in 10
She'll be
leaving in 10 as she thought 1:30. Can they be left in a safe place or can she be dropped off at friends in Gloucester to be collected from there?
You're to collect the plates.
I was like, no, they can't be left. We don't have a safe space. I was like, I'll come in, but 1:30 is the latest due to other commitments. I've also checked the cameras and the plates were wrapped. Like, some of the plates were wrapped.
Yeah.
Didn't say how many because I was like, let's see. If they came back unwrapped, I'd be like, fair, they weren't used. Not a problem. Oh, okay, they didn't open them. So not sure, to be honest. I just went by what the girl said in the morning. So then the other sister texts me. I was meant to leave my house, blah, blah, blah. I'm so sorry about this. I was like, I've told your sister we've pushed back the time already. The last 48 hours, these guys have just dictated to us what they're going to do. Helped you out. I've done you a favour. You're not willing to pay for them. I've got a team waiting here on Sunday who aren't getting paid because you haven't paid us for the plate. And you're an hour and a half late, nearly 2 hours. Right?
Yeah.
Right. She turned up.
What time?
The plates weren't wrapped.
None of them?
None of them. The plates were warm. Means they've just gone through pot wash.
Oh.
Like when you come back, like when you put them through pot wash, they come back warm. No, they haven't been used, blah, blah, blah. No, they haven't been used. So I was like, look.
Okay, what's the word used though? Were they used for something else? Were they used for a styled shoot?
They were warm, so they've been cleaned and washed. I'm not stupid.
Yeah.
Right, so this is what happened. And do you know what? I'm a nice person, but when it's costing me money and my team have already had
a
long day.
You're a nice person in normal life. Business is different.
Business is business. Look, I'm willing to help you. You could have said to me, look, Beth, we need these. We can't afford to pay you now. Can we pay you in 2 instalments at the end of the month? Not a problem. I'm not going to willingly let any event company struggle or anything like that.
Yep.
For me, the couple are the most important thing. I don't care who you've booked. If I can stop any stress on a day, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Like, not a problem. So I turned up, I was like, look, I was quite direct. I just said, look, don't lie to me. You're both telling me different stories. If you're going to lie to me, align your fucking story. I didn't swear at her. And don't get me wrong, this sister was lovely. Like, she came in, she was like, I'm so sorry. Like, she came with an apology.
And I was like,
look, it's fine, but I was just, tell me how it is.
Yeah.
So this is when it gets juicy. So a while ago, I had someone work for me, duped my brand badly. And fine. Do you know what? Like I said at the start of this episode, I would not wish for anyone to go through what I've gone through to build this business and the stress and the upset.
But by duped the brand, you also mean... duped the branding, the company, the ethos, the
product,
in-house planner, the florist mate, the everything. So like fully duped.
So that was a whole situation itself. And this is what I mean when you get battered, like you bring people into your world and you, like this industry is hard. And I think everyone thinks that they can go and just dupe it and do it.
And walk in at the same level, that's what people think happens, is, okay, I can probably get 400 clients as well. Are you fucking joking? It takes so long to build something.
And a lot of mistakes a lot of learning. Yeah. And like this is a very bittersweet moment for me this weekend, because I was like, I'm not in that position where I'm running around trying to chase stock.
I'm
running around because someone hasn't turned up.
Because you've done that.
Yeah.
You've been there. I remember when we were here once and you had to get a taxi driver to go and pick up something because you needed it for an event. Like that's the level of absolute shit show that was happening, because you have to do that bit to then learn, I don't want to do that anymore, and therefore I'm not going to release stock that isn't available or have 2 weeks gaps in between it. Like, you have to have done that bit. The Jupiter brand, carry on.
So yeah, I'm very happy with where Etiquette is now, by the way. Yes. It's very slick, it's very smooth.
But only because of all the trial and error.
Anyway, so she came in, she said, the situation was, we've hired from X company. The bride's hired from X company. So
can
the,
we call it something
the
for the duped sake of
brand?
Let's call it Dupe then. So you've hired
from Dupe, and their plates are acrylic, not glass.
Hold on. Wait. Right. So what are we? So we'll call them sisters. The sisters company has hired from Dupe.
Yeah.
For the bride's wedding.
No, the bride's hired from Dupe, but also hired from sisters. I think they're both collectively working on this event.
Okay.
I think. I was getting bits of the story.
Okay.
But anyway.
Yeah.
So they were like, Dupe's plates were acrylic. And I was like, well, I don't do acrylic charger plates. Again, something to check. Are your charger plates glass? Or plastic?
Or jank?
Like, and that again, because they look the same online, but very, very different.
Online, I agree. Yeah.
So that happened. And apparently she delivered 75 and they needed 160 or something like that. And they're no, there's a second parcel coming. So I think they got delivered directly from the
taxi
wholesaler to the wedding or whatever. And then the sisters obviously then hired from us to top up the stock because the other half wasn't there. So then they were like, I was like, okay, this feels a little bittersweet. Like,
that
you've had
you
a
needed sh- me to.
You needed me.
And you should have started with Etiquette rather than Dupe before.
Well, and then anyway, so that all happened. And then obviously they came back used.
What did she give you a reason for them being used?
They weren't used. We don't have a pot wash. I don't know what you mean. They've just been in our studio. I was like, if your studio is that warm, hun, and you've driven 45 minutes to an hour and they're still warm, So anyway.
What do you think's happened?
I think they've been used and they've been pot-washed, and that's why she was late.
Pot-washed by sisters.
Don't know, but that's why she was late bringing them back, because they were getting washed.
Fuck yeah.
That's what, I'm this not is stupid. The problem. I'm very intelligent. I literally had the conversation. I've had, look, I'm not going to be rude to you. Like, if you need your help in future, I'm here.
Yeah,
am here, and I don't want you to think you can't come to me, because I think as an industry, we have to stick together. She was like, look, and I don't know. She was like, I don't want to burn bridges with anyone. Like, they're known for being a little bit disorganized, like just from reviews and things. I think there's been a bit of a whatever. But this is what I say, you get what you pay for.
100%.
You genuinely do. And like, we are on the higher end because we have all the outgoings and we have the processes, but
and the staff and the warehouse and the kit and the stuff. Yeah.
So long story short, I think my plates got hired, they got used, and they've been washed, and she turned them late, and I'm not getting paid for them. And what even better, one of the plates were broken.
Shut up.
So it was a hot, it's not nice because I don't envy what situation they're in. But again, like I said, we've all been in those situations
where you're like, fuck.
Don't ever lie to me. I'm here to help you.
How much were the plates, just out of interest?
I think they were like 300 quid.
Okay.
And then we rewash them, obviously, and repolish them because I don't trust that they've been done.
Right.
I have to have my health and safety guidelines. So that was my weekend. But I also had an incredible weekend at a wedding.
Yeah.
Can I say the venue?
Was it good?
Yeah.
Go on then.
So we were at Swinford Manor.
Yeah.
The Monochrome Palace.
Yeah.
I love it there. If you're a monochrome bride, perfect.
Yeah.
And their wedding coordinator was the best wedding venue coordinator
Glad you added in a fucking word there, hun.
I've come across.
Good.
His name was Matthew, and he was just like, when I say the little bits, I was like,
this is
nailed it, mate.
Can you explain? Because I realise that I am very biased to the whole wedding coordinator world. Explain what that venue coordinator was like versus what you can also get. Because do you know what you're getting? Can you trust them? Like, do you know who's turning up? Like, all of that sort of stuff.
So Matthew was present all day.
Nice.
I didn't walk in and no one was there and no one knew what they were doing. He greeted us. He was like, you're bringing X, Y. He read our day plan. He knew exactly what we were bringing.
But you've worked at this venue before, haven't you?
Once.
Oh, and once was or he twice. There or?
Yeah, I think he was actually.
But just better this time.
Well, I just think it was 2 years ago.
Okay, fair. Carry on.
I was probably worse.
Shit yourself.
Like, do you know what I mean? So I turned up. He knew exactly what we were bringing.
Yeah.
He was on it. Everything was, there was no like faffing around at the venue. Everything was ready to go. Like as soon as I walked in, I was like,
nice.
Decent.
Yeah.
The bride asked for something. No problem. Done.
Yeah.
The groom turned up, blah, blah, blah. Like, literally was like, Sophie's going to be coming down to have a little bit of a look to make sure you're out of the way. And literally, when I say he just knew everything.
What was happening.
And it was just on it. And he was really happy.
Aww.
And that's another thing. Like you could tell. Like,
he likes his job.
I think he was on the back of, like, I think they were on the back of 10 weddings back to back. Like, but and he was still, like, buzzing.
Yeah.
Like, he was bouncing. He was like, this looks so good. Like, he was hyping us up as well. And I was like, that's really nice. Like, there's nothing worse than when you do a venue and that they walk in and don't say anything.
We'll carry on with that, but the more I've thought about this whole industry, the more I've realized that everybody else, a normal person's job, they have colleagues they work with all the time. They get to know them. Every single time we go to a wedding, we are, imagine for you guys in, and I'm quoting it, normal jobs, imagine walking into your office every day and it's just been a different group of people. And you've got no idea who you're walking into. You might have someone that's gonna be your best mate, and you might have someone that's just vile for no but the next
Jill
day,
from finance.
Fucking Jill. And then the next day, oh, who we got now? And every day, the very first part of it is like, oh, what the fuck, what am I working with? What are they like? What's the attitudes like? Is everyone happy? Can we all just, as a collective industry, acknowledge that that is what we're doing and just be fucking nice to each other?
Yeah.
At every wedding. Yeah. Let's channel our inner Matthew at every wedding and just be nice.
Yeah, he was great.
Because if he rang you and was like, fuck Beth, I've dropped a charge plate, you'd be like, no worries, I'll get one over. No problem.
Do you know what's even better? So we take spares to a wedding.
Yep.
And we lay out.
Yeah.
More so for travel for us.
Yeah.
So we always take a buffer. So if something gets damaged on route or whatever, or we break it, like accidents can happen. We had some dropouts and most venues won't sign to say they've taken the spares. They're like, nope, what you've left is what you've left, or sign for what you've put on the tables. And he was like, no, I'd like the spares.
Yeah.
And he was like, just in case someone drops something, something happens,
or
someone turns up that's not meant to be here, or like whatever. He was like, I'd like the spares just as a contingency.
Yeah.
Happy to sign for them. And it wasn't like a pride thing of like, oh, you're not leaving your plates and we're being responsible for them. He's like, I'll take responsibility for your plates.
I want to be able to fix a problem that happens. Yeah.
So it was like every point of communication he just absolutely nailed. And so at Swinford, you walk kind of into the wedding breakfast room to walk down the aisle. Yeah. So like we were in there, we watched her walk down and she was like, the room is amazing. Like she was gorgeous, like lovely, lovely, lovely. And actually I wanted to say something about their wedding as well, because they had a bit of a sticky situation in the week, which can happen.
Okay.
And he like literally ran, fluffed her train for her,
yeah,
and was like, slowly, walk slowly.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He said it to her about four times in a row, walk slowly. And then I was like, Lady Garden Low. Like she was prepped and hyped, ready to go down. I've never seen a venue coordinator.
Yeah.
Be so like
good
and impactful on the day.
Yeah. How nice.
In those little bits.
Refreshing.
And he was saying like he's been in the industry a long time, he's done this before, but he wanted the work-life balance, so this is why it works for him here, because they have one weekend on, one weekend off.
Yeah.
And I think when you've got a venue that understands boundaries with their staff and gives them the work-life balance,
yeah,
they perform way better.
So now compare it to the wedding that we did the week before.
Yep.
And tell me about that venue coordinator.
So I turned up, there was no one there.
Yeah.
No idea. I had someone on reception. So for context, we were doing it in the church that had no power, no water, no electric.
Which I knew anyway, because
I pushed for it because I was like, this is going to look
epic. It was sick. Yeah. It's basically like an abandoned church.
Yeah. Really, really cool. Turned up. I was like, the church is locked. Yeah. They're like, oh no, you can walk all the way around. And go. I was like, no, I've got a lot of flowers. I've got chairs.
Yeah.
I need to get through this door.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, okay, I'll send someone. 20 minutes later, still no code getting in.
Yeah.
I was like, guys, look, we really need this. We're on a tight time scale, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, because beforehand, I asked for it and they said, no, it'd be open, don't worry. So I was like, okay, great.
Yeah.
Finally got in 20 minutes later, and this was from the receptionist. So I didn't see
a wedding
venue coordinator.
Yeah.
At all whilst I was there.
So
MIA.
So one of my coordinators was coordinating, luckily, but she didn't know that there was a venue coordinator. Mm. And it's only now that we found out after that there was a lady there that was the venue coordinator, Matthew's job,
yep,
at this place. And you never saw her. Charlotte never saw her.
Or him.
No, this was a lady that was coordinating it. Brian saw her once. Like, this is the extreme of it. And it's so hard to explain to people, like,
But it's also like you said earlier, you can't be in two places. Yeah. Matthew can't be in two places. Yeah. The one from the other venue can't be in two places.
I don't know what fucking place she was
there
in.
There's no harm in having the two.
Yeah,
you know, you're then fully covered.
Like, yeah.
I've seen you work at venues where they've got very good wedding venue coordinators, absolutely, but you've still been just as busy. The wedding venue coordinators can really nail down on what they do.
100%.
And then you...
Yeah. I've done...
Wait, I feel like we need to talk more about this venue,
man.
We'll go back
to it. All I'm going to say is I've done a couple of weddings recently where it's like I've done two back-to-backs, and the difference between what I'm doing on the Friday and what I'm doing on the Saturday is...
Wild.
Worlds apart. Mm. Worlds apart. Carry on with that wedding, though.
So
you're in the church.
Finally in.
Yeah.
Hi, guys. Where's the closest water point? Because we got told it was actually on the church, because obviously you used to fill up the graves with the water.
Fill up the graves?
Water for the graves. Wasn't there, wasn't working. We were like, no problem, where's the closest tap?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was like,
there is nothing fucking worse.
I was like, okay, fine. And then receptionist was like, you may as well go and ask the gardener. I was like, all right, fine, I'll go ask the gardener. And he was like, oh, it's all the way down there, past the car park, back round. I was like, all right, no problem. Made it work. But I was just like, nobody knew.
Yeah.
I was like, fine, not a problem. Like, we could have done better, prepped on that. Fine. And then we went into the wedding breakfast room. There were tables in there from like led, like stacked and led up on the side. There were like dead flowers in bud vases. Don't know who from. Table linen stacked up on the table, which we were providing the table linen.
Okay, yeah.
So like there was loads of stuff in the room. And I said to the receptionist, I was like, we're nearly ready now.
Yeah.
Do you want to send someone in to get that stuff? Because I was like, I'd move it, but I don't know where I'm moving it
but
to.
But also, it's not your responsibility.
I know, but
if I'm paying you as a bride, though, fucking spend your time on the stuff I've paid for you to do, not fanning around
regardless,
moving tables.
But this is why we're good suppliers. We will make sure that's like, even if it's not our stuff, we'll move it.
Yeah.
Not a problem. We're here for you to have the best day.
Yeah.
And then I was like, look, you've got a stack of side plates, but half the amount that I need. Are we putting them out? Do you want them out? Do you not want them out? Do you want them to do the bread on
do
our charges?
Have more?
Like, what do you want me to do with them? Because like, we were laying the tables. So I was just like, they were like, don't know. And I was like, fine. I was like, I'm making the call. You're not having side blades. Yeah. I'm going to do our thing. But yeah, didn't see them at all. And then I overheard a conversation of, Brian was there working the bar as well. So Brian was there, but your coordinator was there. I was like, so guys, like, I think it was just some, maybe the catering manager. Not sure who it was. Like, so what are you guys doing today? We're doing nothing. We're not getting involved. And I think they were slightly bitter because they had 100%. Us,
yeah,
you,
yeah,
Brian,
yeah.
They had a master of ceremony from someone else. Like, yeah. So she had brought in a whole team. And do you know what? Thank fuck she did. And it was the polar opposite. Even to the next day, like, they left a load of stuff in the room that they're eating breakfast. So we're collecting, and my team were like, guys, we got to move quick. They're going to be coming down for breakfast in half an hour. We need to get this stuff out. Like, they didn't think to be like, let's put it in the room next door. Yeah. Obviously there was a bit of, tried to speak to them at reception, a bit of flirting going on between someone behind reception. Audio guest book got lost and then it got found. And it was just...
The way that Charlotte was spoken to as well was mad. Mm. Like, at one point the guy was literally like, sorry, who are you? Yeah. What are you doing? What? Fuck off. You know.
The wedding was fucking epic.
Epic.
And like...
Insane.
And we're very happy. Like, it felt like a dry hire venue to me because no one was there.
Agreed. And sometimes and that's nice. Do you know what?
I'd rather have not got involved and just let us run it. Like, and it would have, like, we worked together well. Like, we got a video back and there's like me and Charlotte, Georgie's other planner.
Yeah, fucking sent it to me, like,
hugging at the end, like, woo, like, and like, I'm like, it works. Like, when you've got a good team, it really does work. But I know there are other problems on the bar.
There were problems with everything. But the biggest problem I had,
a waiting staff come up to me, the one that I did see walking through, didn't really say anything. He was like, ooh, is that meant to be there? And I was like, thanks for getting involved. But that's the groom's EpiPen. He's got a severe nut allergy. And he was like, oh.
Oh my God. Can you imagine if they moved it though as well?
The bride sent us an email 3 days before. Oh my God, no nuts, blah, blah, blah.
Don't even bring snacks.
So I prepped my team. Yeah. Like, I think one of them had like a bar at HQ. I was like, look, we can't take it. Yeah. Absolutely not. Like, this is for the groom to have an EpiPen next
literally
to him.
Literally life and death.
Life and death. This is, and then they served what? A walnut tart in the evening.
Yeah, on the buffet.
On the buffet.
Mad, isn't it? But can I also just say, and I've said this to the couple, there's a lot that has happened. There's a lot of issues that you need to now go and address with the venue and definitely look at getting some money back and stuff like that. However, please don't let this taint your wedding because nobody else had a clue.
Neither did they really. They didn't know half of it. Obviously, they knew that the walnut tart was served.
Yeah.
Because the groom
was
like...
He didn't eat it. Yeah, he is fine, by the way, guys.
Yeah.
But it's all I would want as a couple is to know that my guests have gone... awesome wedding, I loved every second of it, and then I'll worry about all the shit after.
But I also think that, again, it got protected from them.
Yeah,
they 100%. Didn't know anything really on the day apart from the walnut tart situation.
Yeah,
they didn't know anything, and that's
to the point where people didn't, so they asked Brian a few times, like, is everything okay, what's happening? He was like, yeah, fine, don't worry,
no worries.
And then I think I had a list from Brian. I had a list from Charlotte of all the, like, of the feedback. And I said to her, and you sent me some as well, so we put it all together. Yeah. And I said to her, then when they went on honeymoon, I was like, I'm not telling you anything until you're back from your honeymoon and you're ready to, like, deal with it. Go and enjoy yourself. Enjoy the bubble of newly married life and then deal with all this shit after. And it's not even that shit. All you've got to do is go, I'm pissed off. We want some money back. You weren't good enough.
Yeah.
Thank God I brought in a team. But my question for all of this is, how do you know?
You don't.
But how do you trust?
But the thing is, though, like, for example, we were talking about Matthew, right?
Yeah.
He's not going to be at every wedding at that venue. No, but I'm not saying that the venue don't have good coordinators for every day. But again, it's like Elvis at Tortworth.
Yeah,
brilliant. We love him.
Yeah.
And it's like, you just don't know. But people leave as well. Like, people can come and go. Yeah. You book your wedding up to
Based on a person, three years advance.
It's unlikely that that person probably will be there because it's such a high turnover industry.
100%.
People get pregnant. Like, it's also a really, like, I'm going through this. Like, four of my team are off on maternity.
Yeah.
Like, it's the age and gender, typically.
No, always women that get pregnant.
Yeah, but it's like, typically in the wedding industry, you've there's got that women. Age and there's more women.
Yeah.
And that happens a lot as well.
Yeah.
So it's, I think you've got to get out of your head with it. Like, if they're not going to be there, it's not the end of the world. Like, it's not the end of the world.
100%
These
agree.
Venues yeah. have been turning around weddings for years.
Yes.
And the reviews speak volume. You're always going to get the one odd review because someone's not going to be happy with something.
You need Things to look happen. At that review and be like, what is the element of
and
that that's the issue?
The reply to the review.
Yeah.
I always read the replies to the review.
Yeah. Because sometimes it's like, sorry, who are you?
Yeah.
As in, you've never had a wedding here. Yeah. You're just being a dick. I try and explain it to people as your wedding will absolutely happen. Yeah. It will, if you go to a event, it will 100% happen if you have the right teams and you spend the money where it needs to be spent, it will be better. Mm. That's the only way I can explain it. I don't think that if you don't have a wedding coordinator there, your wedding is going to go to absolute shit and nothing's going to happen. You won't be fed and you'll literally be sat in the room in the morning still waiting to get married at 4 o'clock.
You just won't be protected.
It just won't be as seamless and as slick. And same for when you get cheaper styling companies. They will style it. They absolutely will. It just might not be...
They might be a little bit late doing it. They might...
Yeah, and it might not be exactly what... Or it might just be acrylic charger plates. Like,
yeah.
And if you're okay with that, absolutely fine.
But if you don't care that much,
yeah,
not a problem.
Then get the acrylic one, honestly. But it's all about putting your money, like, where you see value.
Yeah.
God, weddings are mad, aren't they? Mm-hmm. It just stresses me out.
But those two weddings that I've just done.
Banging.
Epic.
I need to talk to you about one of my weddings that I've just done.
Epic, baby.
Did you see my TikTok? The football one.
Yes, I love that.
Do you know that? As I was doing it, I was like, Beth is going to fucking hate
this. No, do you know what? I'd actually consider having some elements of like that at my wedding.
Yes.
And you know what? I feel like you're all going to be like, Beth, you're a hypocrite. Listen back to episode 2. All right, I've changed, all right? All right?
I've got bougier and she's got tackier, okay? We've grown up.
I'm okay with it. But also, I actually had a question before I just jump in.
Yeah.
Rudely jumping in, I'm going to do it.
No, you do it, huh?
Someone said, asked me a question. I did like a Q&A on my page. And they were like, how do I commit to styling that I'm going to still like 2 years out?
I had this problem with you. Not with you. As in, I had this problem with styling. What I told you I wanted at the start was not what I had. Like, yeah. I changed my mind.
That's okay. Like I said, I've got a bride that's getting married in 9 days. And the wedding I've just done is very similar to hers. And yeah. She's like, look, I don't know her, but like, I don't want it to be exactly the same. I was like, yeah. No worries, let's make some tweaks. I'm very strict at the 12-week cutoff point when it turns out. Like, I can make tweaks if necessary.
If it fits, yeah.
But like, again, I've had bride and grooms change their colour scheme 6 months prior. Like, yeah. We've had a change
of
heart.
So are you okay with it?
I'm okay with it.
Are we booking, when they book you, are you booking the date? Are you paying for the date?
The date and the stock. So that's where it gets a little bit difficult if you want to switch things up. We're quite flexible with it. If we've got the stock to switch out, we'll do it. Not a problem.
Okay, so if I booked gold cutlery and then close to the time I want to switch... No, let's do it the other way around. I've not booked cutlery. I now want to add gold cutlery. If it's not available because you've booked it out to other couples, it's then not available.
Yeah.
Fine. Okay. Would you be able to source it?
You can source it, but we don't lay anything that's not ours, but your venue will.
Yeah. Or coordinator.
Nice, but what I always say is if you're hiring anything like charge plates, cutlery, napkins, your venue are going to provide that anyway, or your caterers.
Yes.
So it's in their price to lay it.
Say it again. Not charge plates. Cutlery, crockery,
napkins, glassware. Like if you wanted a different style, you can hire it in.
And they're
going to lay it anyway. They want to lay it anyway because they want to know like if they've got a soup spoon.
And they also have the whole team there.
Yeah.
That are there to be laying it. So yeah, I also think it is saving them money by not having their stuff.
Yeah.
The least they can do is put out for you.
Yeah.
And it goes back dirty. There's us saying that, sorry venues.
So but again, football. Matthew was like, what? Oh, you've got cutlery. I'll help put them out for you.
Cute.
I was like, I love you.
Do you want to come work
I
for us?
I love you, Matthew.
Should we try and poach him?
No.
No.
No. No.
No. No.
Oh, no. Yeah. My Coke Zero.
Zero. Yeah.
No, because some of my other brides have got him and I'm like, I can't take him.
Cool.
I can't take him. And he used to do styling, but he's just like, it was just so intense.
Yeah. Good on you, Matthew. Go on. We were footballing.
Football. Yeah, go on.
So I feel like my TikTok had... it was very heavy football, but actually it was just kind of little touches that if you got it, you got it. But I didn't put one in there.
I feel like you need to explain more. You haven't, explained what it is.
So I did a wedding the other day. Gorgeous wedding. If you looked at it, it wasn't a football wedding, but all these little things that they had were then football themed.
Did they both like football?
They both loved football.
Okay, so
different
wasn't like one...
No. So it was probably more than what stereotypically a bride might allow a groom to have.
Yeah.
But it gives some ideas of his ways of doing it where it doesn't like overtake the wedding. So she loved one team, he loved the other team. They made a logo together that was both of the teams, like next
what
to each
were
other.
What were the teams?
I don't know. I'm not really a footballer.
Oh, come on.
Chelsea and Tottenham, maybe.
Who do you support?
Nobody.
Oh.
I mean, if I would say Liverpool because my brother did when I was growing up. That's as close as I can.
Who does Brian support?
Nobody. He's not football either.
Nobody.
Who do you support? Right. Honestly, if it came up in a quiz who Brian supported in football, I wouldn't have a clue. He wouldn't have a clue. Brian? Who? South Africa. Do they play football?
South Africa.
Oh, yes. We play rugby, eh?
Girls game.
I'm not a football fan
he
either.
Just said football's girls game.
I don't like the thing where they come. I'm used to watching rugby, so when I watch a football player fall to the ground because his bum gets hit and cries, I don't get it.
Yeah,
I'm not a fan. Soz to anybody that's listening that is a football fan. It's not my thing.
I love women's football.
Same thing. I just doesn't really do it for me. So they had this gorgeous little logo that, again, if you wouldn't know if you didn't know.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, now I look at it, I'm like, oh yeah, that's the two football badges put together. But they had, their invites were kind of football-y. The colours that they had were then the teams. But again, to me, wasn't obvious that that's what that was. So it wasn't too much. Their orders of service were beautiful. Like, they were match day programmes. And then you opened it and they had the teams like a little football team. Cute.
I liked that. It was like match day. It was like bridesmaids, and it had like the t-shirts.
Little t-shirts of the team, and it was really cute. And then they had a string quartet that then played the match of the day theme song during the signing of the register. So it wasn't like she didn't walk into it. Yeah. It wasn't the exit song. It was just, and the little laugh that happened in the church was so cute because you just it heard and we were like, even I knew that song.
Did they have? Was it the names for stadiums?
Yeah. So. Pause on that. So in the church as well, they had a reading. This is what I cannot express more clearly to people, how good readings are. If you get the right reading, it can symbolize like so much. So they had a quote from a film that was like a sports film.
Come on.
As much
give
as
us
I knew.
More. We
it
want
was
to
called
know.
Sundays, like something about Sundays. And also obviously it was the pep talk to the team in this film, but the guy reading it added just a few things that was more like the team as in the couple. And it was just clever. Very, very clever. Then when we came back over to the venue, they had like a here we go sign.
And I was here
like,
we go.
Cute. Love that. The stadiums were the tables were all stadiums with a little drawing. But again, it doesn't change anything of the day.
It didn't look like the here we go sign was just like a normal
cute sign,
like black. Yeah. Wasn't it black and white?
No, it was the colors of the wedding, which were like the burgundy and
but like you wouldn't be like, that's a football sign.
Yeah,
it wasn't like welcome to the football stadium.
Yeah. And it was just all of them was, and my biggest tip for like personalization is take the stuff that you've got to have anyway. You have to have a table plan. You have to have table names and or numbers or whatever. Use that and put something cool and unique for you guys on it. Because then you wouldn't go to it and let's picture episode 2, Beth. You wouldn't go to it and be like, this is so shit. You'd look at your table and go, cool, I'm on Anfield, and go and sit on your table. It doesn't change anything of the day.
Yeah.
Look at me knowing a stadium.
I know. I was like, you said that with confidence as well.
I've also been to another one. Is Nou Camp one?
Don't know.
Barcelona. Yeah, I've been to Barcelona. I've been to Nou Camp.
There you go.
Name another one. Let's see how far we can go.
No, because I'm not a football fan.
Trafford Centre.
That's a shopping centre.
Oh. Old Trafford. Anyway, moving swiftly on. But that was a perfect example. But then so many comments were on there that were like, what the fuck, Georgie? Why are you sharing this? Now my husband's saying that he wants all the stuff.
I think it's a nice way to have them involved.
100%.
They're big football supporters.
Yeah, I feel like you can't ignore.
No. Like, I've seen a lot of West Ham that have Forever Blowing Bubbles because that's their song. Cute. And like bubbles and things.
And put like football stuff outside.
Yeah.
On the drinks reception, why wouldn't you have a goal?
Bit far.
My venue had a lot of green though.
Bit far.
No, it's not.
Bit far, mate.
The goal.
Bit then far.
I also did one when
I'm not having a football goal at my fucking wedding. That's the title of this episode. I'm not having a football goal at my fucking wedding.
No, because Brian would go, it's too long.
That is the title.
Tell him then.
Heard it here first.
So, but you have to admit, at my venue where I got married, there was a field there that was nowhere near the drinks reception. So it would work. Other ones, not so much, I granted. But I'm just so pro personality. Can you tell everyone? So we've just come back from doing the WedEx talk, which was so much fun. I enjoyed that. Had to take Isla, lol, soz. Had to hope to God that she didn't hear anything about the cock ring that was mentioned by the drag queen. She didn't actually. That was great.
I think she was like, ah.
Weirdly, I don't think she even heard that one. I think yeah. she was laughing at the one before.
Yeah.
So I was like, ha, 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 just laugh over it. But you gave a really good idea on there about personalizing your wedding.
The barcode.
Yes.
So I have to apologize because a couple did tell me this. So the idea came from them and I've just shared the idea with everyone. So
that's our job.
Love you. So basically, we had the discussion about free bar and things like that.
Yeah.
And we were like, look, how do we limit it and make it a bit funner? So what they're going to do is there's a barcode on the bar. You scan it and then it goes to a question of the couple. And if you get it right, you get a free drink.
Nice.
And I think it's a really fun, interactive way of doing free drinks without going, hey, we've got a free bar.
Yeah.
Also, if they don't know you that well, they're not going to get a free drink. But also it gets people talking.
Yeah.
And I just think interactive things are my favorite things.
100%.
Because they're the bits that be like, they'll go to, oh, do you know what? They had this at their wedding yesterday. That was really cool.
And if you don't want to do it, you don't have to do it.
Yeah.
If you don't, like, fine, go and buy your drink. It doesn't make a difference. It's the same as like the newspapers, the lawn gate. Like, I feel like you might even be coming around on lawn games
Never.
But if you don't want to play them, you don't have to play them. Do you know what I mean? They're there. Or you stand and have a cocktail with a drinks topper on.
Yeah.
What else have you been doing? I literally can't remember.
We went to the wedding shows.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah, we sold out all the talks.
Yeah, well, they were packed, weren't they?
Packed.
We did a whole talk on timings, which if you were there, hopefully it was super helpful. We did it as in like, here's how you work out your timings, not here's our timings for you, which worked nicely.
Yeah.
And every time I speak to my couples, they're like, we've got our timings. And I'm like, let me check them. They're good. You're fine.
Well done.
I agree. I've literally been writing down notes for the last...
Yeah, I've got some stuff.
In 3 weeks.
I've got some stuff. I'm ready. Are you ready? Do you want me to go first? So,
I'm going my first. Notes, what the fuck?
What? Mine are really random, but
yeah,
this is really quickly. Someone wanted to swap green beans to broccoli, and it was £1 per person.
Shut up. Green beans are more expensive than broccoli.
That's what I thought, but tender stem. I'm a bit of a broccoli snob. I love a bit of tender stem.
I love a bit of tender stem as well. And I'm not a normal broccoli fan.
I bet you love a bit of tender stem, don't you, love?
I do. I don't like the stem. A stem of a normal one.
I agree. No, I don't like the top of a normal one.
Oh my God, we'd be so great together.
£1. That's
£1. That is ridiculous.
It's wild, isn't it? Did you see the big uproar? Right there. I've got TikTok.
Hey, is this thing on? You are all currently listening to the voice of Ali Lothman. You didn't think a little bit of childbirth was going to keep me from giving the maid of honor speech at my best friend's wedding, did you? Here we go. So I've written about 5 openers for this speech, and well, I've decided I'd let you in on one of my most favorite memories with the bride. There were endless memories to choose from. We would be here all night if I wrote about them all.
So long story short.
No, I want to hear them.
Oh.
But honestly, it would make for a great podcast if Michelle and I sat down and talked about the things we've experienced together. Seriously, you would laugh and cry, and then probably laugh until you cried. But I'll never forget my first evening in Cortona.
So she just FaceTimed her for the reaction. I'm not playing at all.
Okay, sorry.
But
I got really into that.
No, she put the FaceTime on. Someone passed her a phone with FaceTime. Her maid of honor was there. Obviously, she was giving birth.
That's adorable.
And she couldn't be there. And I just
got like shivery.
And I think that's like a really...
That's a proper mate.
And also like... life happens. People get pregnant, you know, like it's...
But look how nice it is to show how much you still care.
Yeah.
Like how important it is. You're doing something big. I'm doing something big. Let's support each other. I did a
Can
wedding.
Can I just credit that person? Yes. Georgia, the wedding videographer.
Cute. Love that on TikTok. Go and listen.
On TikTok and you can watch it all.
Do you remember the wedding you went to and I coordinated a couple of years ago? And my sister-in-law was one of her bridesmaids and she was very ill. I mean... intensive care.
It was good because I made Georgia, but excuse me, can I add a drink, please?
Yeah, to get Beth drinks. Brian was on the bar as well.
I was like, Georgie, I'm thirsty.
And I went, fuck off, Beth.
I'm working.
But my sister-in-law was still really ill, couldn't go to the wedding. She literally hadn't been allowed out of hospital. So I FaceTimed her during the speeches so that she could be involved in it. And I'm like, that's the sort of like, there's solutions to everything. Mm-hmm. Let's just all try and figure it out together. Let's be nice.
Well, what I was talking about earlier, so the bride last week, so sadly, his dad had got rushed into hospital. And on the Tuesday, the wedding was on the Friday. So on Wednesday morning, they found out that he had like a heart attack. I think it was a mini one. And they were like devastated. They were like, you read about these things, you hear about these things. Like, it's not gonna happen to us. Like my dad's fit and healthy, like he's fine. And the dad came for the ceremony, then left after. Ceremony, had some photos and left after because he needed to go rest. And I saw him and I was like, I literally wanted to cry. But I was like, it makes everything so much more special.
Yeah.
And I was like, look, I know you've had a really shit week, but he's coming.
Yeah. To the most important part.
To the most important part. He's going to have some photos of you. And when I saw him leave, like I could see he was sad. And I was like,
oh.
And the groom was like, stop it, Beth. I was like, yeah, no, sorry.
So sorry, it was the groom's dad.
Groom's dad.
Okay, so it's not like he had to do a speech or anything.
No. But still, like,
no, but
your dad, isn't it? It's sad. But like, these things happen. But like I said, there's ways around it.
Yeah. And like, stuff like that. At the wedding I did on Saturday, their granddad came just to the ceremony bit. So when I was getting everyone out for confetti, they did a couple of photos with granddad in the church and then he went home.
Yeah.
Like, compromise. It's all about compromise, guys. Let me find you something. So, what's this one? Oh, everybody's been talking about this. Let's talk about this. Let's discuss. Because I feel like we are the voice of reason on this. Woman creates missed RSVP letter to disinvite guests to wedding and people are seriously divided.
Wait, what? Say it again.
Woman creates missed RSVP letters to disinvite guests. Let me read it to you because this girl, in my opinion, has absolutely fucking nailed it. So it's pretty, looks pretty. And it says... missed RSVP, and then it says, we're sorry you can't make it to our wedding. Our RSVP deadline has passed and you unfortunately did not respond. We would have loved to have you attend, but final numbers have now been turned in and your presence will be missed. From the bride and groom.
Love it.
Yeah. Let me just credit her. Asian Bride Sorority.
I love it.
Me too.
You had a deadline.
It fucking told you the deadline. No.
You didn't. It's gone past it. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
It's good though, isn't it?
I love that.
But why is everyone kicking off then?
Because people are knobheads.
It is, that is the reason, isn't it?
Also, I have a really, big bone to pick.
With who? Me?
Everyone.
Okay.
Everyone, actually.
Oh, I'm going to bone pick back to you because I think the bone you're picking with me is the bone I've got an answer to pick back.
So. Well. I think Instagram and TikTok is a dangerous place.
Agreed.
When planning your wedding.
Agreed.
Because you've got... someone giving advice. Someone else giving advice.
Different advice.
Someone else giving you tips over there. And someone else telling you this there. And then that. And you're like, well, who the fuck do I listen to?
Georgina Rosevents.
She knows. Incorrect. No, I'm joking. Yeah.
Just tell them the text you sent me.
RSVP deadlines.
Yeah, tell them the text you sent me. Shall I find it? Shall I fucking find it?
Yeah, actually, I am getting a little bit annoyed. I'm not annoyed because it's hard, but I don't think people understand the bigger context. But when you're working in weddings, there's so many elements. So you've got catering, you've got food, you've got stationery, you've got wedding planners, coordinators, flowers, the lot. When you're telling people to send their invites out 3 months prior to the wedding, I need fucking final numbers 12 weeks prior.
So my text from Beth, got a bone to pick with you. I need final numbers 12 weeks prior to the wedding. Georgie said we don't need it until X, la 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 la. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? I've never said that. And she used to put, fuck her, you're having a laugh, mate. I'll knock you out. All in capital letters, all with laughs in the thing. So to be very clear and to put it on record on a podcast, I, Georgina Rose Events, my coordinators don't need your final details until around 6 to 4 weeks before the wedding. Me. Everybody else has their own thing. Okay, Beth, happy? When would you like your final numbers and details by?
So we ask...
no, just straight up.
12 weeks prior. And I'm going to tell you why. All right? I have a team to book.
Oh, I know. We've heard about it today.
Book for your wedding. So a month prior, you're like, hey, I've got an extra table I want to add on. I've got an extra thing I want to add on.
Which adds on an hour setup time.
And I need more staff. I need a bigger van. And I need to allow more time. Right? My team get their rotas ahead of time because we work silly days and silly schedules, so you can actually plan to see your friends in and around weddings.
Nah.
Right. Second of all, if you want stock, like for example, if you're like, hey Beth, we want to change to lace charger plates, not a problem. However, I'm going to need to order 50 more in for you, which I will do if I know next year I need 200.
Yeah.
Fine. But it takes 3 months from overseas to do that. I also have damages. I also have this. And if you're changing your mind beforehand, I need to know the 12-week mark is really important for me.
All right. When do venues say?
I think they say 8 weeks, 6 weeks.
Yeah, I think 12 weeks. So when are we saying the invite should be going out? Six months.
I don't care when you send your invites. Like, I think once you've got the information, send it out. Why are we waiting?
I agree.
Like, why? Save the date when you get engaged. Not a problem when you book the venue.
If you need it.
And then when you've got the rest of the information, the problem is people face is the menu choices. If you're having a choice menu.
This is the massive problem.
Who are you pointing at?
Venues. Because you can't have the menu tasting until 12 weeks before. And then you pick the food and then you go back and forth about the menu for a bit. And then you're like, cool, now I can send out the invitations with the menus on so people can pick them. But then they're not replying until 8 weeks before. And then you're crying because you can't get the stuff ready for it. How do they fix that?
I need to know if you're having a soup spoon. It's just everybody works on different timelines.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, if somebody... Oh, we were saying invites, weren't we? When to send them? Like,
Yeah.
I don't care.
6 months. I think...
How long do you need for childcare? But I also think...
Realistically, a month.
People book holidays and...
To me, and what I normally tell couples is, if your date is a peak date, if it's like a Saturday in June, you need stuff out early because otherwise they'll get other commitments. They'll have holidays. They'll have other weddings that they're going to that are less prioritised than your... Like, those people that have sent out the invite earlier get preference because they might have RSVP, blah, 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 blah. Equally, if it's a weekday, do they need to look at getting off work, blah, 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 blah. So I would just say, looking at the date, like ours was New Year's Eve. We knew that people, first of all, were off,
yeah,
but not necessarily available. Mm-hmm. So we sent our save the date / invite out a year before.
Yeah.
Because it just went to the website. I was kind of like you, like, well, here's all the information.
I think what you need to do is look at all the suppliers you've booked as a whole.
Yeah.
Look at all the deadlines.
Yeah.
And go, actually, right, so this is the one that needs it earliest.
Yeah.
But with me, it's like, if you order 74 charge plates and then you go to 68, it's kind of a suck it up kind of thing. Like,
so they just pay the...
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's also down to like mechanics. Like if you're having flower arches or things like that and we need to get metalwork built for the structure. Like there is so many more moving parts things to what we do. Like we're very logistics heavy.
Your business in particular is a big chunk of a wedding day because you're doing... Or you're doing all of the look of it, really.
Yeah.
Whereas my bit is a run it, and therefore I don't need your information. You could tell me your information the day before the wedding. It'd be annoying, I'm not gonna lie, but I can still run the day from the information the day before. You have a lot more shit to order and book. And so maybe it's looking, like you said, at all the suppliers and being like, who needs what by when? Normally you assume it's the food that's the earliest one, but actually then, no, you are.
Well, just for me to run the ship that we run, we've nailed, like, this is what works for us and this is where I'm comfortable. Like, if someone goes on holiday, we've still got time. Like, we do meetings about it. We talk about you a lot. Like, we do. Like, and we sit and have meetings and then it gives us a chance to go, actually, no, that team's not going to
be there in
be
time.
There in time. Yeah. We need a bigger team. And, like, we need those elements to piece it all together. And it may be, like, down to 5 to 10 more people.
Yeah.
But that could be, right, we need a bigger van.
Yeah.
Like, it's literally, you could be at the brink. And that's why. So I'm not angry. I'm not upset. I'm just... I don't know how people do it. They get given so much advice online. And it's like, actually, what do I listen to? And I think the tip is, listen to what you've booked.
1,000,000% agree.
And
listen to all the tips. Like, there's a difference between tips. Like, one of my tips is where to hold your bouquet. That's pretty generic.
Yeah.
It's like, that is what looks best. If you disagree and you get a bouquet and you want it apart, you do you, hun. But other stuff that's like, send your photographer a shot list. Cool, but make sure you speak to your photographer and say, how do you want me to send the shot list? How many shots can I do? They might tell you, we don't do any group photos. You want them to do some, but like, you still need to speak to your couples, but hopefully the tips and the advice that you get from podcasts and TikTok and all of this sort of stuff sparks that thing to ask the questions. Mm-hmm. That's That's the biggest tip. That's the tip from the episode. There you go.
Oh, and it also means, like, for us, the 3-month mark is if you cancel, you lose everything.
Oh.
What's your contract like?
I'm trying to think, because it's rare that people cancel that close.
No, I know, but it's that's kind of like...
If you cancel, you lose your deposit. Basically, you lose whatever you've paid, but my final payments is 4 weeks before. Mm-hmm. So if you cancelled 4 weeks before, you then yeah, you lose.
But do you not feel like that, like, jeopardises you?
Why?
That you couldn't do a wedding?
But I've still got the money from it.
Not the full payment.
If they cancel within 4 weeks of it.
If they cancel at 5 weeks.
If they cancel at 5 weeks, it's just part of it.
But it's like bigger companies like
us. But again,
us.
Mine is just the day is this cost. Mm. Therefore, if I'm not working the day, it doesn't cost this much. And the deposit has covered what has been pre-done. So for mine, it works fine.
The deposit doesn't cover what?
Yeah, yours wouldn't because you've booked out all the stuff. So
and also like venues as well. So it's like, look at that as well. I know you're not looking to cancel, but like...
Just know your...
There's so many different moving parts to the wedding, yeah.
Would you like a picture from a bride?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, absolutely love the podcast. I have a picture from a bride for you and Beth. So my wedding is 8 weeks away and one of my bridesmaids is my best friend of 20 plus years. She keeps letting me down at every possible chance. She still hasn't tried on her bridesmaid dress, even though I've asked her multiple times when she is free. When we first booked the wedding, I asked her to keep the date to herself until we sent out the save the dates 1 week later. She then told our friends before I could. She's supposed to be planning a hen night for me, which is supposed to be in 5 weeks' time, and has nothing planned. She's booked a holiday for the week of my wedding and gets home the day before the wedding. I don't expect her to not live her life, but I would have liked to spend some time with her and the bridesmaids in the lead up to that week. She was supposed to be driving me and 3 others to my hen weekend, which has been organised for ages, and now she's turned around and said that she can't do it anymore, leaving me with no way of getting to my hen do, along with my mum and my sister. Help, what do I do? I feel like I've lowered my standards so much of her that now it doesn't even feel worth the effort. Am I overreacting? I'd love to hear what you guys think.
Bridesmaids drama.
Bridesmaids are absolute bitches, man.
Woo!
What it is, like, and we're just off the back of doing the national wedding shows. We've had girls come up to us crying. Mm. Actually, side note of this, one girl came and sat and spoke to me about the bridesmaid, similar to this, but not family. And she just was being shit. And I said, and I think the bridesmaid was also planning her own wedding.
She was at the show.
So I said, go and speak to her and say, look, I want you to be able to focus on your wedding. No hard feelings, but like, I don't want you to be a bridesmaid. Blah, blah, blah. And I said, I bet you she's relieved when you say it. And she then messaged us after and was like, I had a glass of Prosecco at the show. I sent her a message and she was, no, I sent her a message to meet up. We went and had a coffee and I said to her and she was so happy and we're now in such a better place. And I'm like, oh, good.
Why would you take a holiday and get back the day before?
Mate, my friends get married next year. I've literally booked off 2 weeks before it. Because I just, even if like I can do some work.
Yeah.
And then if she needs me.
You're there.
I'm there. Is that not, maybe we're just, yeah. Maybe we're just such a good friend.
I just think have the conversation, cut it short.
What, it's a sister.
Do you want to be involved or do you not? And if
okay,
not, say that's fine.
Okay, right. I'm a bridesmaid for your wedding. You're getting married. Shut your eyes, channel it. You're getting married. It's 6 weeks before your wedding. You're a bit stressed out because this is what's happening. It's your hen weekend this weekend.
But she's not planned it.
She must have had two. I'm not sure. Or maybe somebody else started planning it. Beth, I can't take you to the hen do anymore. I'm really sorry.
Oh, right. Why?
Because my car's... I'm going with somebody else. I didn't want to drive.
Oh, what about me?
I just thought you'd drive.
Isn't it my hen do?
I don't know why I feel bad. Hold on. Yeah, but you have a car. You have a nicer car.
Wait, so I'm driving to my own hen do?
Well, yeah, you're not drinking on the way to the hen do, are you?
He says who? I don't know what we're doing.
Oh. I can't, sorry.
Well, can you speak to the other girls and see if you can sort it out for me?
Well, no, because it's only like 4 weeks away. I don't really know any
there
of the other girls.
There must be a seat in a car.
It's not my problem. I'm in a car.
Well, it is your problem, really. It's not my problem.
I don't, because I actually feel really bad over not doing anything. You're so feisty as well. It's brilliant.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be.
I'd be so scared of you.
I wouldn't be. You know I wouldn't be in real life. I'm like, okay, no,
I'll drive. I'll drive. Do you want me to take your bags? Yeah. Okay, now tell me. Now, I haven't done anything for the... Ask me to try on my bridesmaid dress.
Oh, have you tried on your bridesmaid dress yet?
No, I haven't. How come? I just don't really feel like ready for it, you know?
What do you mean ready for it?
Like, I just don't feel comfortable.
Well, we need to know if it's going to fit and if you like it.
Don't worry.
Well, I am worried.
You're a bit of a bridezilla.
Oh. Well, you can fuck it off. I think conversation's got to happen.
Tell me the conversation of getting rid of me as a bridesmaid then.
No, not get, just be like, look, what's going on? This, this, and this happened.
It's just a lot,
like,
mate. It's a
like,
lot.
I don't know what you want me to do. Like, yeah, but it's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, but you're just being a lot.
You're fucking being a lot.
You're a lot.
You're a lot.
You're a lot of shit.
Now, conversation. What do you want? Do you want to be? Do you want to not be involved?
I really like, and I keep recommending this to people, of like trying to make it seem like you're doing it for them.
Yeah.
As in, I can see how busy you are. I can see that you've got a lot on your plate. And I realize that I'm asking a lot of people, and I just don't want to put you in that position if you're not comfortable to do it. Like, you haven't been trying on the bridesmaid dress and blah, blah, blah. And I don't want it to affect our friendship. Would you feel more comfortable not being a bridesmaid, but still being involved in the day and blah, blah, blah? AKA, fuck off. Be good or be gone.
There we go. Heard it here first.
What do you want to talk about next week?
Well, I feel like we didn't even do
the
catch-up.
I've got so much catch-up. We'll just do a whole other catch-up one next week.
Okay.
Okay, guys. We will see you next Wednesday. Love you. Bye.
Bye.